The school year has begun. Could the Bible help in any way to make education better? LifeWise Academy writes, yes. In fact, they say, quote, as a new school year begins, national study offers new insights on improving attendance, behavior, and academic achievement. Research links Bible-based character education to higher student achievement, nearly 50% lower absenteeism, and fewer suspensions. And by the way, this is all based on a huge study involving many different students in many different states. And we're going to talk right now with Joel Penton, who's the founder and CEO of LifeWise Academy. He says, in reference to all this research, back to school season is a time when parents and educators have renewed focus on helping students thrive. This research demonstrates that when students have the opportunity to participate in Bible-based character education, they return to the classroom more engaged, better behaved, and better prepared to learn. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and Joel Penton, the CEO of LifeWise Academy, joins us to discuss this. Joel, thank you so much for being with us again. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Jerry.
Sure. Well, I would like you to go ahead and talk about this incredible research. And this is not some sort of study of just one little school or something like that and a handful of students. This involved a lot of people, and the discoveries were consistent that the Bible helps with education. Go ahead and tell us about this study.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we as LifeWise Academy, we provide Bible education for public school students during school hours. We served this past year just over 1,000 schools across 34 states under a little known Supreme Court ruling that established release time religious instruction as a legal practice where we pull kids out of the public school during the school day, take them down the road to the usually a church, teach them a Bible lesson, take them back. They usually get one class a week. And so a study was commissioned to examine, is this having a positive impact? Do you see an impact on the students? Do you see an impact on the school? And the findings, we were confident, of course, that the findings were going to demonstrate a positive impact. We know that the Word of God changes lives. However, I don't know if any of us were prepared for the magnitude of the findings that they found that for the entire school. So even though we'll just have a portion of the students usually enroll in our classes, the entire school sees a massive positive impact. Absences go down. In fact, 50% fewer absences schools see in schools that are served by LifeWise, which is what's amazing about it is that schools are struggling with chronic absenteeism right now. Everybody's trying to solve the problem. How do we get kids to show up for school more? And schools that have release time, kids studying the Bible, they show up for school much more, 50% fewer absences. Also, they see improved behavior, 30% fewer suspensions, whether it's in school or out of school suspensions. And this one was real exciting. When they looked at standardized tests, how many students are performing at or above grade level in math and English, they found that 30% more students perform at or above grade level in schools where there is a LifeWise. And this was when they adjusted for geographies, for demographics, they looked at thousands of schools all across the country. What they find, again, not surprising, that when kids have access to Bible education, everything gets better.
This is fascinating. All right, well, first of all, let me ask you this. Obviously, not all students in any particular school, and again, you're talking about public schools here, are those who are participating in LifeWise. Is it only the students who are participating where they see these improvements, or are you saying that even the schools that have this available to them are seeing improvements, even among the student body in general?
That's exactly right. It is the student body in general is seeing these improvements. And because that's the data that they examined was school compared to school. And so what they're is the impact is affecting the whole school.
This is astounding. I'm sorry for interrupting, but this is absolutely astounding because so often we hear or even think of the concept that the bad dragged the good down. This is a story where the good dragged the bad up.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the reasons why these numbers and all of this information is readily available on the website. It was a third-party independent organization that did the study, and they showed their work. It's just astounding to see this level of impact. And on one level, we shouldn't be surprised because this is what the Word of God does.
That is, yeah, that's amazing. Hey, look, the Bible tells us, in fact, I just read it this morning in Proverbs 1, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And then later in Proverbs 9, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that's what we're finding is that what we're able to do is really get at the root of the issues that students are facing. And a recent poll showed that now more than ever, that parents and educators believe students are facing greater challenges than ever. And now more than ever, they're realizing that it's because of root issues, it's character issues, it's worldview issues. And so this poll that was conducted showed that 80% of public educators believe that students could benefit from or they'd be supportive of a program where students can have Bible education in their life because they know that what we see are the fruit issues, what we were just talking about with absences, suspensions, academics, those are all fruit issues, but it's all coming from root problems.
This is astonishing. This study involved 49,000 school year observations across 27 states over six academic years, making it one of the largest longitudinal studies of release time religious instruction conducted to date. 6 years. This is this should be well known. I haven't heard this other than from you guys yet so far.
Well, and that's what we say the biggest challenge is that not enough people know. Not just about the study, but not enough people know that it's even possible for kids to have access to Bible education during school hours. Everybody knows that decades ago, our nation systematically removed the Bible from the public school day, but very few know that there's a way to reinstall it, that kids can be released from school. And so that's what we do. We provide communities with the tools and the templates and the instructions on how they can set up one of these local programs. And so we want to spread that word. And we want to spread the word that when you do this, the numbers are in, the school is going to see a dramatic improvement in their attendance, in their behavior, and in their academics.
Lifewise.org is the website for more information. Okay, so help me to understand, how long are these instructions? And when you say it's Bible-based character education, give us an idea what that looks like.
Yep, the way it works is we tend to start by serving elementary-age students, and elementary-age students tend to have a weekly rotation of what they often call specials. So they get art class once a week, music class once a week, library and gym class here and there. And so Lifewise, our program is baked into that weekly rotation. So every student has an opportunity to attend one time per week. It's for about 45 minutes to an hour where they are taken off site, usually in a bus down the street to the local church, and are taught a Bible lesson. We actually teach students through the entire Bible, Genesis through Revelation, from first through fifth grade. So they start in Genesis in first grade, and by the time they're done with fifth grade, they've been through the whole Bible and Revelation. And every week there's a head, heart, hands focus, meaning head, what's the information on the page? Heart, how does this story, Bible story, connect to the bigger picture of the gospel message? And then hands, how, if we understand it rightly, how does that change the way we act? How does that affect our character? How does that change our lives? And that's one of the reasons schools, by and large, love working with our program, because we are addressing the hard issues, but also making the connection to how that changes lives, which, and now they're seeing those outcomes change, but it's all grounded in the gospel message, which is found in Scripture.
Well, this is amazing. I mean, I'm thinking of a certain context where that I know of, where I know the schools will not allow, you know, anything, even an announcement of, oh, we're going to have a vacation Bible school, you know, at our church down the street, and nope, can't let people know about that. So this is astonishing. How does a you know, a church start something like this if they wanted to participate?
Yeah, great question. It's really the community that gets it started. We provide the tools and the templates and whatnot, but the community has to come together and decide, yeah, we want to do this. And so they do that. We have a 10-step process to get the program started, and it starts by just spreading the word and gathering interest. If you go to our website, lifewise.org, you can look up any school district in the nation and find out, where does the school district stand? Are they in the process of launching a local program? Maybe you'd be the person to sign up and be the first person to raise their hand. First, what we need are 50 signatures, 50 people in the community saying, yes, we want this in our community. At that point, we then form a local launch team. We pair them up with one of our coaches that coaches the community through the process. It takes several months, but then it's community-led and it's off to the races.
Hmm. And usually when this will go into a school, well, it's not going into a school. The kids are coming out of the school some other location, like a church or maybe even, I guess, a synagogue in some cases. But anyway, bottom line is, what percentage usually, on average, of students in any given school, let's say you have 200 students in a particular school, what percentage usually will go to participate in this? Or maybe that depends on where it is in the country. If it's more in the Bible Belt, maybe there'll be more. If it's in the Northeast, maybe it'll be less. If it is even happening in the Northeast, like New England.
Sure. Well, you know, that always depends on a variety of factors. And the big three factors are, as you kind of indicated, what is the context? Are we talking about a rural community? Are we talking about a suburban community? Are we talking about an urban community? Also, what grade levels? Elementary school is going to have higher participation than middle school and high school, primarily because of just the way their schedules work. And then also, how long has the program been established? Is this their first year where they're still building? Or is this their third year where they are well established? And so we find, based on all those factors, it's all over the board. But in the in the areas where it's most challenging, you might start with just a handful of students and maybe hope to, by the end of your first year, get up to, I don't know, 20% of the student body. But we have many programs in those areas where it's been established that we'll see sometimes 80, 90% of the entire school enroll.
Now, in a case like the, let's say, the 20% that you referred to, okay, in other words, 20% of said students, you know, at the said school or whatever would participate in this, are they still going to have this kind of positive impact where the absence rate will go lower in the school, suspensions rate will go lower, and meanwhile, more students will perform at or above grade level?
You know, I'm not sure that the study differentiated. What I know is these are average numbers. So these numbers of 50% lower absenteeism, you know, 30% lower suspensions, 30% more students performing at or above grade level, that averages everything out. And so the study does not demonstrate whether there is a correlation between the number of students in LifeWise and these numbers. It would be my guess that the longer the program has been established, the more students are involved, you're going to see even higher numbers.
But this is relatively new as a ministry. I believe 2017 is when you started it, I believe.
Well, it's newer than that, believe it or not.
Oh.
We launched our first two schools in 2019. And we weathered the COVID storm. And in fact, we set a goal, believe it or not, to serve 25 schools by 2025.
That's amazing. We're out of time. I wish we had more. Lifewise.org. Hey, thank you so much, Joel Penton. And God bless you. And congratulations. This is great news.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.